Consciousness and Awakening. Hello again, my friends. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are all happy and well today. I am Marie. I just noticed that YouTube places videos about how the universe is made of electrons, protons, and neutrons right after my videos where I say that the universe is made of consciousness, so you can see how shadow banning has become very complex, and so has the efforts of the matrix, of the system, to bring minds back into the little contained consciousness box they should be in. They don't want minds to escape. As many other authors have said before, and on other YouTube channels, there is a battle for your mind, and I couldn't agree more. This could even be summarized in the old war between good and evil. This on Earth is seen as the efforts of the Matrix, and of the entire system, to keep people believing whatever the people in power need them to accept as reality, all for them to be easy to control. And, where people with a high level of consciousness see this as constant attempts against their integrity, even more so, when the Matrix pushes concepts onto the people who surround them, concepts which end up causing conflict inside their social circle, including family many times. There may be a war, or a struggle to steer the minds of people in the direction each side wants, but I see this as mostly valid for people who are starting on their path of awakening, because it is at this stage where they are most vulnerable, as they can fall into more cabal, and more matrix control mechanisms, such as religions and their alternative variants, and the New Age movement. All those were placed there intentionally and as traps for the mind. But only you can know how much of those serves you, and no one can decide that for you. On the other hand, people who have been on the path of awakening for a long time, and already hold a great deal of awareness, can see past all those tricks and traps of the matrix, which only end up serving them to develop even higher consciousness. As I've said before, when you are at a high level of consciousness, you can understand all the levels below, and you can understand the people at those lower levels, and why they think and react as they do. But they cannot understand you. It is very difficult, and sometimes impossible, to understand the levels above, simply because the subject does not hold the necessary context and knowledge for it, even more so when the subject gets attached to pet ideas and concepts, which have served him or her before, developing a heavy reluctance to let go of those concepts, in favor of more advanced ones, which could serve the subject better in its spiritual path, or the next level of it. But once a person gets to a certain level of consciousness, he or she becomes almost immune to the tricks of the matrix, being able to see through them, and far from changing his or her mind back to the socially accepted norm, all that only ends up reassuring that he or she is in the right path. I don't like the term, awakened people, or awakening, because people are not asleep, each person is at his or her own level of awareness, and those terms have also been hijacked by other political movements and agendas. In the New Age community, awakening mostly refers to the fact of a person realizing that the world they live in, the socially accepted one, is a lie, and then remembers their true spiritual and cosmic nature. But I insist that there is no true, ultimate reality, as it can only be relative to each person, to each point of attention of Source itself. There is no awakening as such, there are only people at their personal levels of understanding, and from the concept that we are all one, this means that all those people at a lower level than our own, are also us, and we are at the level we are at, thanks to the existence and the experience of those with a lesser level of spiritual evolution. Because without them, we couldn't hold our own. Because we were once them, or at least like them. All this is why we cannot change anyone, we cannot force them to develop a higher level of consciousness, because they are only at a lower level than ours, from our point of view, and we do not have the right to judge where those others are at, although their actions speak for them, and the level they demonstrate with those cannot be denied. They cannot understand your higher concepts and way of thinking, simply because they do not have the necessary context to understand your much more complicated and elaborate thought patterns and concepts, which took you years or decades to develop, although ultimately it takes several lifetimes to get to where you are at today. All we can do is offer them what we know, but with caution, as you all see well that whatever you say may be used against you, literally. For example, when your parents simply start to think that you are crazy for believing in things other than what is socially accepted. So, it is best to keep your deepest thoughts only for yourself, and for your friends and family, for those who you know are like-minded. I guess this sharing what I know here on this YouTube channel is part of only offering, and not imposing anything, as I only place it here, for it to be useful for whoever has eyes to see. I'm quite sure that one of the best tools to advance in spiritual and consciousness levels is to understand that you must be flexible enough to let go of those pet ideas that served you well before, in favor of better ones. But those better ones can only be better from your point of view, because you decide they are, because no one can decide for you at what level of spiritual and consciousness growth you are at. And you must always be flexible enough to understand that although many things may be incomprehensible, or may even sound crazy and far-fetched, they may simply be facts that are still out of your comprehension, and you need more context to realize where they are coming from. There is always something to a story, to why it was told, even when you see it's a flat-out lie, even then you can see and learn a lot from it, for example why it was told, by whom, and to what intended purpose. The false story, the blatant lie someone said in your face may not be true, but what it says about that person, and the context around it, is not a lie, and it will tell you a lot about who spoke it. Approaching it the correct way, even a lie is loaded with truths, but first, you must realize it is one, of course. But from well above, there is no ultimate truth, to the point where if any concept exists, any thought someone is having, is a reality, if it exists as a thought, it is a reality somewhere, because it is spawned from the very cloth of what manifests hard tangible realities, and that is consciousness and its thoughts, what manifests everything into existence. And this includes all the electrons, neutrons, and protons. Science tells you that are the true building blocks of hard reality, of matter. And from the point of view of Earth science and the level it is at, it's the truth, those indeed are the true base blocks of matter. Of their concept of matter, not of mine. But science on Earth cannot go further, and cannot go as far as to say that all those particles are being manifested as crests in standing waves, in the vibrational gravity soup of consciousness. All those particles are nothing more than ideas in the greater mind of the universe, and that mind is yours, because that is what you are. You are the universe, you are source itself, and not only a holographic fragment of it, you are it, complete, and all you must do is remember who you are, and you must remember who you are because you chose to forget, to later play remembering. You are not a mistake, and you are not the product of chance. Embrace your greatness, and remember we are truly all one. We are Source, you are Source. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing, I appreciate it a lot. I am more in a contemplative state today. Take care, my friends, I send you a big hug. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirée.